And the steal from Gurevich, and, well, not even attempting the throw with Summerhill. It was perfectly timed, putting himself in scoring position. 1-1 count. The 1-1 paints the left edge of the zone in for a strike as Summerhill having a word with his pitcher, Holden Wilder. Traverse City, they finish up their away stand here this last game. They will take a bus back to Traverse City, where about an 8-hour bus ride, and well, somebody that has done the bus ride with the team, it is quite far, and it is long as well. So for their sakes, they're hoping to get this game up wrapped at a decent time, because they'll have to hit the road after this. 2-2 count with one down. Looking over at second is Wilder. Her fire and a swing at the ball drifts in into the air in the left field side as the third baseman, is the left fielder Cole Prout, able to make the grab. Two down. So Chris Goniff, who flew out to right, grounded out to first and also grounded out to short. No for three. One away for the Pitts hitters here, bottom six. Two down, and the step in and serve, and a bounce below the zone, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Rafter's up to 11 hits now. Gurevich stands at second. And the 1-0 on a swing and a line drive that hooks into the left fielder before Prout can get to it. Rounding third and charging home is Jack Gurevich for the 10th run of the Rafters' day. They have a commanding 10-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. A one-run RBI single for Conniff, and his first hit of the day brings in the double-digit run for the Rafters. So Hogan Aligzo boy, ever since the bottom of the third, the bats have just unleashed for the Rafters. So Hogan Aligzo, the catcher, sees a strike, brushes the right part of the zone. The Rafters needed this, losing five of their past six. Up 10-2 on the Eastern Division champions of Traverse City. Conniff looks to go second on a stolen base, but retreats back to first. 1-1 count. So one ball, one strike. The 1-1 and a fastball right side. Out four ball. Two balls to strike. The 2-1 step in and a swing and a pop-up into shallow right as reaching out, making the grab is Orzic for the third out. But the Rafters get a run. They have at least a run in three of their past four innings. They lead 10-2. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning, and well, this is interesting. A pitching change in store for the Rafters. Okay, which is very common right now in the seventh inning. We've seen Kirk Schreider go to his bullpen, you know, these times during the game. But it's not a pitcher that's technically listed as a pitcher on the roster. It's Luke Hansen, the shortstop, the utility guy in the infield, who's pitching right now. This is crazy to see. The Virginia guy who had was a quarterback in high school as well, so he has an arm. So we're going to find out if Hansen can he throw some heat? Well, we're going to find out right now. Dylan Carey, the shortstop, will lead off as Hansen fires in and finds a strike. 0-1. So Luke Hansen has not pitched at all for Virginia. He played quarterback, and he's ahead in the count 0-2, throws a changeup, and finds the left edge of the zone on a slow-moving 74-mile-per-hour breaking ball. And Hansen will come set again. The 0-2 outside for a ball, 1-2. We've seen Hansen at second base. We've seen him at shortstop. And now he's on the mound. So the 1-2 count, your top seven. Hansen sets, likes to pitch, and fires way high of the zone. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. This is astonishing to say the least. There's a 2-2, a low line drive that drops before Bobo can get to it in right field. So a leadoff single for Carey. So ahead in the count was Hansen, but he gives up of a single. And Brendan Summerhill looks to be, well, he's not going to be the hitter. It is going to be Andrew Manley. So out of Wofford from Atlanta, Georgia. So Manley's turn to pinch hit. And Hansen paints the right edge of the strike zone. 0-1. 0-1 count. Rafters in front 10-2. They've been out hit 12-4. Carey at first. The 0-1 from Hansen. Outside for a ball. 1-1. So Hansen's debut on the mound. He'll set low and check over off at first. And Gervich a little bit late to make that tag. Top seven. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 up and high for a ball. 2-1. So Luke Hansen, remind you, went 25-5 as a starting QB in high school. Was a dual sport athlete, served as the team captain in baseball and football. He was that guy, to say the least. 2-2 count. The fire from Hansen and a check swing from Manley didn't fully come across. So now the count runs full at 3-2. On the verge of walking Manley, which put two runners on, one in scoring position. Hansen will step in. The 3-2 just low of the zone for ball four. So Manley to first, Carey to second. And now the pinch hitter does his job of getting on base as Brian Dyer, the pitching coach, is stepping out of the dugout. Wants to have a word with his pitcher, and so is this entire infield. Cole Prout will step in batting eighth, who has walked and flew out to third. So giving Hansen some work on the mound. I mean, if you're going to do it, this would be the time to do it, you know, giving up, giving your lead 10-2. But, you know, we've seen a team like Traverse City, they can come out of the woodworks. So, Raptors are just going to have to stay strong and keep playing their game. So Dyer just has a word with his infield. Runners at first and second. Cole Prout out of Central Michigan, the left fielder, who's at 12 hits and 7 RBIs. The step and serve and finds the right edge in fourth strike, 0-1. An 0-1 count. And once again, lower the zone for a ball. The count is even at one apiece. No outs. And Hansen looks over at second. The 1-1 popped away, fouled off, 1-2. So Manley stands at first. Dylan Carey at second. No outs here, top of the seventh. Hansen looks over. He'll set the 1-2 and a swing and a line drive that goes up the middle. Bounces before Johnson can get to it. And runners stay put. Advance the bases, first, second, and third. Bases are juiced. So Hansen in his debut has given up two hits and a walk. So now this brings up Zach Johnson out of University of Nebraska. Well, here we go. This hurts because given how this game is going, Raptors in front 10-2, you don't want to give any signs of life to the Pittsburghers as a swing and a ball belted into right center field. Getting home is one runner. Rounding third is the second. Manley scores, Carey scores, and now it's 10-4. And now a runner gets to third. Runners at first and third. So at first is Zach Johnson. At third is Prout. 10-4 game. Hansen will step. He'll fire. And a curveball. 1-0. 10-4. Traverse City up to six hits now. Signs of life for them. The 1-0 swing and a ground ball over to Rivera. Waits for it. Underhands it over to second to Conniff. The throwback to first is not in time. So one down, but a run scores. Now it's 10-5. As Prout scores, Johnson gets out running the second. And Jack Crichton gets to first. So one out, two away. 10-5 is the score. Three runs for Traverse City here in top of the seventh. And the first offering paints the red edge for a strike. 0-1. No balls a strike. Hansen will fire the 0-1 and a curveball right down the plate for the second strike. 0-2. One away. And the 0-2 swing and a miss upstairs for strike three. So three straight strikes on Brocious. And now the Raptors two down. That was a fastball at 90. So Luke Hansen. And just do, seems like, a little bit of everything. Evan Orzik. Today, who's 0 for 3. Orzik from St. Xavier in Shorewood, Illinois, hit a solo home run yesterday in the top of the fourth. A 1-0 count. Two down, and Hansen looks over at first, and Gurevich just a little bit late to the tag. Top seven here in this one. The 1-0. out and high for a ball, 2-0. So a 2-0 count with two outs. Up high on the third offering for a ball, 3-0. Looking in his hands, and he'll fire the 3-0. Up and high for ball four. Orzic to first. Jack Crichton to second. So now, this game was 10-2. Three runs have scored for Traverse City. They've cut it to 10-5, and they're not done yet. A runner in scoring position with a pinch hitter. Well, no, it is Colin Summerhill. Brendan Summerhill has pinch hit from Andrew Manley. So Colin Summerhill, 0-for-2 with a run. He's drew a walk and he struck out. Hansen, in his pitching debut, has acquired a strikeout, but he's given up three runs. And he'll fire in outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Hansen again with two down, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air in the left field, and that comes out, bounces on the concourse, and a couple kids chasing after it, but it comes in for a strike. 1-1 count. Hansen will step high and fire. That's popped away. Backside, and again, 1-2. So the Rafters have an opportunity here to retire the side. They have given up three runs. Traverse City has cut this to a 10-5 game. Looks like in the bullpen, Alec Burnett is warming up. The 1-2 from Hansen on a curveball right side of the zone, and Hansen can't believe it. He thought that was going to be a strike. Deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 2-2 from Hansen. That is driven out right side, out of play, and a foul. Two balls, two strikes. The count runs deuces across the board. Runners at first and second. The 2-2 with a curve and clips the right edge of the zone in for strike three. So that's the second strikeout of Hansen's day, but he gives up three runs as the Rafters still lead 10-5. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Rafters 10, Traverse City 5, as they've out-hit the Pitts Bitters 12-6. So back on the mound is Holden Wilder, the third Pitts Bitter in the bullpen, as he's allowed 2 hits, a run, and a strikeout. So Nolan Sailors will lead off the DH, 0-for-1, and he's drawn 2 walks. And the 1-0 comes outside for a ball, 2-0. So Rafters led 10-2, but a 3-run inning for the Pitts Bitters, top of the 7th here. And now it's a 10-5 game. Standing on the third base side, the slab, the 2-0 inside, up and away. 3-0 count. No team has committed an error in the field. There hasn't been many ground outs. A lot of pop outs, a lot of fly outs. The 3-0 right across the plate for a strike. 3-1. This would be a much needed win for Wisconsin Rapids. Get the morale boost, and the 3-1 outside for ball 4. So walking Nolan Sailors on 5 pitches. And top of the order with Ty Johnson, who's had a walk, 0-for-3. And now Josh Rebant. Looks like he's coming out. And seems like possibly is Wilder's day done? Talking with his catcher right now, Summerhill's on the mound with Wilder. Field manager Josh Rebant. So Kirk Schreider has been the third base coach for a majority of this game. First time we've seen him out like that this season. Giving the signals over to Sailors. Ty Johnson, 0-for-3 with a walk. As looking in, stepping and firing, and the check swing, but not able to make the throw is Summerhill. He dropped the ball on a stealing Sailors to second. So no balls, a strike. Johnson will see the 0-1. And a check swing, but it comes across the plate. As a throw back over to second. And getting back there in time is Sailors. That went 2 count. With the wide stance is Wilder nearing his 28th pitch. He's in front in this count, 0-2. He'll look and deliver the 0-2 and driven out left field. And just goes out on the left field side, out of play. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. And set the fire, and a Johnson, a swing, and a ball hooked into left field. That drops before Prout can get to it. Runners on first and third, and Johnson's first hit of the day. So, yeah, you knew Johnson, 4 at-bats, he's going to get a hit, and that, you know, it was only a matter of time. So Johnson's at first, Sailors moves to third. This brings up David Rivera, who's had a good day. Grounded out to third first time up. He flew out to right, then he got a base hit and a sac fly RBI. And the first offering comes up and away for the ball, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Sailors stands at third. As the pickoff over at first. Johnson head first in the bag in plenty of time. The 1-0 Swing and a miss for Rivera, 1-1. Bottom of the seventh. Rafters just a big inning in the third where they got three runs, but the biggest came in the bottom of the fifth. Six runs. The 1-1 clips the right edge of the strike zone in for a 1-2 count. So David Rivera, a big sack fly RBI, last time up. The 1-2 and a throw from Summerhill over to the second baseman in Crichton, and getting there in time is Johnson on a stolen base. So two runners in scoring position once again. Ty Johnson, a very fast outfield. He plays both positions, infield, outfield, but a very fast base runner. 2-2 count. The fifth offering comes in and fouled on the right side, out of play. Bottom seven, Rafters have acquired 13 hits. They've out hit Traverse City 13-6. The 2-2, up and high, pushes inside for a ball. So the count is full, on the verge of having bases loaded. So Holden Wilder headed to his 35th pitch, the payoff. And outside for ball four. Bases loaded once again. Rivera to first. At second is Johnson. And standing at third is Saylor. So Brendan Bobo is due up. 1-for-3 with two runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Bases juiced. Here is Bobo. Had that big double his third time up, where he drilled one in the right center, and he sees a strikeout and one. He struck out once. He drew a walk. He's 1-for-3 with two runs. The 0-1, and Bobo lifts this one, pulling into the left fielder. Prout reaches out, makes the grab at the warning track, but getting home in time is Saylor's. Johnson gets to third, and now the Rafters lead 11-5. Here, bottom of the seventh. So Bobo with a sack fly RBI. And this is brings up Jack Gurevich. Unbelievable day, a perfect day. Three hits, three at-bats, three runs, and three RBIs. He had that three-run home run shot his third time up. In the bottom of the fifth. So Gurevich, the left-hander, one down. And the fire in, and Gurevich swings and hits a ground ball in the left field. Johnson gets home, rounding second, heading for third, and diving headfirst into the bag is Rivera. And Gurevich gets the first, continues his perfect day. 4-for-4 with four RBIs. A one-run RBI single. So Josh Rebance looks like he might pull this pitcher, Holden Wilder, and I think he will. Calling to his bullpen, and he does. So Wilder's day is done. 39 pitches. He's allowed four hits, three runs, two walks, and a strikeout. So a new pitcher in store for the Pitts Bitters. How about it? The Rafters, just an onslaught of runs. And where they've really struggled to get runs in these past couple games, they have 12 of them today. So stepping on the mound is Easton Johnson, out of Iowa Central Community College, and a rising redshirt sophomore from Gilbert, Iowa. He'll be taking the place of Wilder and the fourth pitcher for the pitch hitters here today. So Johnson has appeared in 8 games with 9 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 5 hits and 9 runs, but acquired 6 strikeouts. He appeared for Traverse City last season as well, so he's a returning pitch hitter. 16 games for them with a 3-1 record. 29 2/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 21 hits, 17 runs, and 21 strikeouts. He did a year ago. He had a 3.64 ERA last year, and this year he's at a 5.59 ERA. The most innings he's pitched was against Madison back on June the 24th, where the Rafters, where the Mallards dominated, won 18-5. So a long game here, bottom of the 7th. And Easton Johnson, the right-hander, he stands tall at 6'4". He works in between his curveballs, it seems like. Curves, change-ups. So stepping back in is Garrett Broussard. Gervich, how about his day, though? Just a perfect day. 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 at-bats, 4 RBIs. Just an unbelievable day for him. And the first offering from Foley. Foley, Easton Johnson, comes outside. Gervich at first. At third is Rivera. Easton Johnson will look in. An 0-1 count with one out. He'll set and fire above the zone for a ball. It's a fastball at 88. 1-1. One out. At third, a swing and a line drive. Coming after it, not making the grab in time is Prout. A run gets home in Rivera. Advancing to second is Gervich, and an RBI single from Garrett Broussard. So just another 3-run inning. They've had 3 runs in at least 3 innings today. They lead 13-5. Up to 15 hits. One down. And Johnson throws outside in for a ball, 1-0. Rafters up to 15 hits on the day. Bottom 7. Johnson will step in and look. He'll fire and see a fastball right down in the zone. Harrison Didowick, a 1-1 count. 2-for-4. Broussard's had a big day as well. 3-for-5 with 2 runs. So Didowick with a run as well as he swings and hits a hard ball into right center field. That's carrying. Drops before the warning track. Here come 2 Rafters. Rounding third once again is Gurevich. He'll get home. And a 14-5 lead. Broussard to third. Didowick to second. And the hitting continues. An avalanche of hits. 4 runs here in the bottom of the 7th. They lead 14-5. So Chris Conniff will step in. And once again, Rafters just so many runs. They have really just absolutely dominated Traverse City. There is no two ways about it. They're down 2-0 early and then really have come alive on the offensive side. This is a bounce back, feel good type of win. Up 9 runs. Easton Johnson will look in. He's nearing his 8th pitch. Didowick at second. Broussard at third. And the first offering, second offering in for a ball, 2-0. A long inning once again, but the Rafters continue their excellent play at the plate. Johnson will set and serve way outside as Summerhill has to reach out and make the grab, 3-0. And bounces low for ball four. So Conniff to first. At second is Didowick. And at third is Broussard. Bases loaded. And this brings up Hogan Haligso. 2 for 4 with a run. He also has 2 RBIs. He's had a big day. 7 of the 9 batters in this order for the Rafters have at least had an RBI. That's how good they've been on the offensive side. You have 2 guys with at least 2, and Haligso is one of them. Gervich with 4. As he pops it away backside, Haligso backs it away, 0-1. 0-1 count. 1 down. Stepping in and serving is Johnson, and a curveball and a check swing, and he did fully come across, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. At first is Conniff, at second is Didowick. Broussard stands at third. The 0-2 clips the right edge in for strike 3, so 3 strikes, and now Traverse City 1 away. Here, bottom of the 7th, and Nolan Saylor's the other Creighton Blue Jay, who's 0-for-1, the only player on this Rafters batting order lineup today without a hit. He's DHing, but he's walked 3 times, which is the most on the team. 2 down, Johnson will set, he'll fire up and high for a ball, 1-0. Rafters 16 hits in comparison to the 6 for Traverse City. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 down, and the 1-0 on a fastball brushes the dirt in for a 2-0 count. Two balls, 2 outs. Johnson will step high. Fire the 2-0 and popped away left side. You have Ty Johnson, who's 1-for-4. You have David Rivera, who's 1-for-4. Brendan Bobo's 1-for-3. Jack Gervich, perfect day. 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 at-bats, and 4 RBIs. But Garrett Broussard has been big as well, along with Didowick, both 3-for-5. Johnson likes, sets the 2-1. Outside for ball 3. So a 3-1 count. 2 down. 2 down. And well, on the verge here of walking this batter and getting the 15th run for the Rafters. A 3-1 up and high for ball 4. Broussard will get home. And that puts the bases loaded once again. 15-5 is your score. And Ty Johnson here in the top of the order. 3 runs for the Rafters, bottom 3. 6 runs in the 5th, a run in the 6th, and then 5 runs here in this inning. So Summerhill having a word with his pitcher, Johnson. Rafters lead 15-5. They've out-hit Traverse City 16-6. Just a big day all around. So Traverse City one away. Johnson on Johnson. And the first offering in for strike. So Easton Johnson versus Ty Johnson. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Bases loaded. As they've been so much of this game. The 0-1 and a swing and a line drive that bounces into the glove of Crichton, fields it up and throws it down to first. But the Rafters get five runs here. Bottom of the seventh. They lead 15-5. We head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, Alec Burnett will step on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. He's a guy that appeared in 11 games so far this season. He has a save, 11 innings of work. He's allowed 6 hits, 2 runs, and 17 strikeouts. For 0.82 ERA, so he's definitely a pitcher, I'll say that. He appeared for the Rafters last season when he went 26 innings and 40 strikeouts. So out of Wagner College from Columbus, Indiana, leading off for Traverse City is number one, Camden Traficante. 1-for-3 with a run. Top of the eighth. And Alec Burnett will look in and deliver the first offering and paints the right edge in four strike, 0-1. So Burnett is definitely a guy, a veteran guy that you like to have on your team. The 0-1, lower the zone for a ball, 1-1. One count again. Rafters in full control this game. He'll step and serve up and high for a ball, 2-1. So this will be the second to last time Traverse City is up to bat. And the 2-1, a swing and a pop-up into shallow left. Broussard backtracks. Didowick clears out everybody and comes out and makes the grab. One down. So Dylan Carey, 1-for-3 with a run from Parker, Colorado. Rafters looking to put away any sort of life for Traverse City. They have been in full control since, I would say, the fifth inning, because they're up 3-2, obviously still a one-run ball game. But once the bottom of the fifth came around, a six-run inning. And then from there, a run in the sixth, and then five runs in the seventh. They lead 15-5 as a swing and a ball popped up right field side, and it drifts away into the grandstands. One count. The 1-1 up and high and out of the zone. So 15 runs is the most the Rafters have scored this season. And the second highest was when they beat Battle Creek 13-3. So the 2-1 from Burnett finds the left edge in for a strike. Pushes in the zone, 2-2. So how about that when the Rafters just needed a bounce-back type game? This is certainly it. He'll most likely improve to 2-4. The 2-2 way outside and goes through the glove of Haligzo. So a full count. Burnett looking to get his first strike out of the evening or the afternoon and get two down. He'll look, step, and the 3-2 way inside, backing away is Carey. He'll take first. So one out with a walk. And this brings up Andrew Manley pinch hitting for Brandon Summerhill. He drew a walk with a run. Burnett again. Well, step carries at first. And right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. Out of Wofford College. Traverse City. A team that led 2-0 off a two-run home run from Traficante. But Wisconsin Rapids have dominated since. The 0-1. And goes away from Haligzo. Through his legs and getting the second is Carey. So puts a runner in scoring position. Top of the eighth here. One ball, one strike. Looking over at second and the third offering and a foul back, 1-2. Wisconsin Rapids, just you wouldn't expect this given how the game was going, and especially to start. Struggled to get hits. Bottom of the third came around, and well, it was big. It was a two-run home run from Broussard that sent him and Gurvich home. The 1-2 from Burnett and the check swing just outside. 2-2. Fastball once again at 89. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Broussard, Burnett with the ball behind his back, sets and fires, and that hits the runner. The batter, excuse me, of Manley. Manley will take first. At second is Carey. So now runners on first and second, only with one down. And Cole Prout, one hit on two at-bats with a run, and he also has drawn a walk as well. So Burnett's going to have to work quick. He was able to get a pop-up from the first batter, but then again, he throws the ball 1-0. So the Rafters lead 1-0, and then there's a strike, 1-1. Lead 15-5. But for them, it's just about the offense today. They've given up six hits as well. They've done well in the field. So Burnett will look in. He'll fire the 1-1, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air, drifting away towards the warning track in left field. The catch by Didowick for the second out. So Didowick with a put out, and this brings up Zach Johnson, 1-for-3 with a strikeout. He also has two RBIs as well. Rats looking to retire the side here in the top of the eighth. Looking in is Burnett. With a wide stance, he'll come set. And fires, swing and a miss up top. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 2 down. The 0-1. And a changeup once again paints the inside of the zone, 0-2. So one more strike, and this retires his side. Burnett will look in with the ball in his glove. He looks over at third, and now his head comes set. The 0-2, and a swing and a shallow popped-up ball as Gervich comes under. It makes the easy catch for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the eighth. Rafters in a commanding 15-5 lead. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth, David Rivera leads off. As a dominant 15-5 lead for the Rafters. David Rivera 1-for-4 today with 2 runs. So Easton Johnson still on the mound. As Johnson will fire in up and high for a ball. 1-0. So you look at this game and you talk about Traverse City was up 2-0. They hit a 2-run shot and as Rivera pops it away backside, 1-1. You felt the Pitts hitters were once again going to just find a way. Given how the game was yesterday when Traverse City took an early lead up 4-0, Raptors had no answer to get back. But today it's been a completely different story. They have had just been unbelievable on the batting side of things. And the 1-1 sweeps the red edge in for a strike, 1-2. I mean, 3 runs in the bottom of the third. You hit a two-run shot from Broussard. And there, from there, it was like, okay, the momentum is slowly changing. And then, in the bottom of the fifth, hit after hit after hit. And then it capped it off with a 3-run home run from Gurevich. And then from there, the hits kept going. It was a 2-run RBI single from Haligso. And at that point, it was 6-2. It was 9-2. And you felt, well, your Rafters, they might be done. It's only nine runs. Like, given how they've been hitting, they're probably capped out at 9 runs. Well, it just kept going. A run in the bottom of the sixth made it 10-2, and then 5 more runs in the seventh. This is their first time they've had more than 13 runs in a game this season, and they lead. This is the highest they've scored. So 2-2 count. Johnson looks in on Rivera. He'll set high and fire as Rivera drills it away right side. Fouled. 2-2 count. 2-2, Rivera swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman in Miller at third. The throw across the diamond is way too high over the head of Johnson. And that's the first error of the game for Traverse City. So Rivera, the walk over to second. And now this brings up Brendan Bobo. Bobo 1-for-3 with two runs. At least four different Rafters have crossed home plate at least twice. And he's been one of those. Rivera's crossed plate home plate twice. Bobo has. Gervich four times. And Broussard three runs. Swing and a miss outside 0-1. Rivera stands at second. The first error of the game committed by Traverse City. The 0-1 from Johnson, and Bobo swing and a miss as Summerhill falls down. But he sees a strike 0-2. So Easton Johnson looking for his second strikeout. Two hits and a run he's allowed. He's also thrown two walks. No balls, two strikes. Looking down is Johnson. He'll set and fire the 0-2 outside for a ball. 1-2. So a one ball, two strike count. Rivera at second. Johnson looks, steps, and the 1-2 swing and a miss on the inside for strike three. So Bobo strikes out. That's the second time he's done so today. And this brings up Jack Gurevich, who's absolutely perfect. 4-for-4 with four runs and four RBIs. He now ties the team in home runs with Bobo and leads the team in RBIs with 25. So Johnson will fire outside for a ball. 1-0 count. So Gurevich started his day with a single. He was hit by a pitch. He hit a three-run home run. And then he also hit a base hit and then a one-run RBI single. So just so active at the plate today. And he's just been perfect, literally perfect. The 2-0 from Johnson and sweeps to left side in for a strike on a fastball, 2-1. So Rivera at second. Rafters looking to close this out. And a 2-1, Gurevich pops it away out on the left side. 2-2. Easton Johnson, two strikeouts. And perhaps the last time he'll be on the mound today in this inning. Johnson looks, and the 2-2 brushes the dirt down low before Summerhill can get to it. Now the count is full, 3-2. So Gurevich can get a hit or walked. He'll reach on base every time he's been at bat today. A remarkable day for the Pacific Palisades native. Count is full. And the payoff, the 3-2, a swing and a ground ball that hits the glove of Johnson. And Gurevich gets the first. So what about that? Another hit. Gurevich to first. 5-for-5. Runners at first and third. So Garrett Broussard, who's also had a big day, 3-for-5 with three runs. So Gurevich on the full count just drilled it into the glove of Johnson, but it hits the backside and it rolls into second base. But by that time, Gurevich.